Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
The question I get asked all the time is, how do you do it? Welcome, I'm Terry Yaffe. So I would like to take you back to that young Terry who lived in Queens and has a vivid memory of looking out the window, hopefully towards New York City, and thinking and wondering, was New York City going to be my somewhere over the rainbow where I would find happiness and love? That was my escape. I stuttered as a young girl. I was made fun of. I was laughed at school. My grades were not very good. I had no self-confidence. I never fit in. I never felt like I belonged. I felt unloved, unworthy, and was never seen or heard. I grew up in an environment that provided no emotional well-being. I had no direction, no life skills. At 21 years old, I met someone and I fell in love. I idolized him. I held on so tight because I never thought anyone would love me. A few years later, he proposed to me on New Year's Eve. Wow! I was getting married. I was going to be a wife. And yes, somebody loved me. 5 weeks before the wedding, he had doubts and we broke off the marriage. So you can only imagine that fragile, vulnerable young girl that never thought anyone would love her proved no one would love me. I spent my 20s chasing after this guy because I didn't know what life would be like without him. As it turned out, a friend of mine who lived in New York City called me and said, my roommate is leaving. I'm looking for, before she got the words out of her mouth, I said, I'm there. I'm coming to New York City, my dream. And so I moved into the city and thinking New York City was going to be the place that I would find love and happiness. However, what I discovered, you carry your baggage wherever you go. One day in the apartment, I was in the drawer looking for looking for a fork or a spoon, and I saw this very, very shiny, sharp knife, and I looked at it, and I thought, maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is a way for me to get rid of my pain, and then a voice inside me said, no, this isn't the answer. I closed the drawer, and what I realized, I needed help. As life would have it, a friend of mine confided in me that she was going to therapy. I had never heard of therapy, but she did tell me it's a place where you can deal with your problems. She gave me the name of the psychiatrist. I went to see him and found out later he was only a year older than me. When I left his office, I stood on the sidewalk and thought, I must be really broken, or I better take myself to Bellevue Medical Center because he wanted me to come 3 times a week. Well, I got the help I needed. I am fortunate that I can be here sharing with you my journey and doing something I've always wanted to do, get up and talk at 82. Not only am I speaking, I have a podcast that's in the top 1.5% globally as per Listen Notes, and I'm a certified international business and communications coach, also working with people to embrace ageism and to create reinvention with career pivots. I have discovered my purpose is helping others achieve their goals, their successes, just like me. And the reason why I'm telling you this, because I know it's possible for everyone to overcome their hurdles, to grow, to transform, just get started. And the question I'm asked is, how do you do it? How do you go from an unhappy young girl feeling unloved, unworthy, someone who stuttered, couldn't speak up and interact with others, to speaking to an audience today, coaching hundreds of people, being named one of the top 15 coaches in New York City by Influence Digest, winning awards for my services and organizations, and yes, have a successful 42-year marriage. So it's only fitting that I talk to you about how do you do it. I guess it was that knife staring at me where I had to figure out how to get help and direction. My journey began when I said yes to committing to therapy. I went for 7 years and I realized all my friends were getting married. They were having children, and I knew I had to put all of that on the back burner to find me. I had a Freudian therapist, never said much. One day I got brave enough to say, "How come you don't tell me what to do?" He just looked at me and he said, "If I tell you what to do now, you won't know how to do it next time." At that moment, I realized no one was coming to save me or to help me. And I was in charge of my own life. So began the long journey of deconstructing the old Terry, brick by brick, mask by mask, and pain by pain. Oh, fast forward, healing past traumas. What's the key? Just get started. There's never a perfect time. There are times when we make excuses, when we say, "I'll do it next week, I'll do it next year, I'll do it next month." But we know that once we have excuses, nothing ever happens. And as the pain and the suffering started to disappear, I started to look at my limiting beliefs that I had when I was younger and the question, how did they start to disappear? Looking within was the key. Not on the outside. Nothing happens on the outside. Starting to overcome my belief systems and being aware of them. And finally believing I was lovable and I was worthy. And learning from the mistakes that I had and how to grow from them. The biggest area of growth for me was looking at my parents' relationship. I had a very, very distorted image of the male and the female roles. My mother was the breadwinner. She was a bookkeeper. She made more money than my father. She wore the pants. She took care of everything. She was a dominant figure. My father was never around. He worked two jobs. He took us places, but we never connected with him. My father was a little like Casper the Ghost, more of an illusion than a figurehead. And I remember Jose Escobar, founder and CEO of Connected Leaders Academy, saying, "There are fathers and there are dads." And what I realized, my father was a father. He wasn't a dad. He never played with us. He never really talked to us. Didn't take an active role in our growing up. And back then, the mother stayed home. They tended the nest and the fathers went out and earned a living. So right there, I was an oddity in our environment. My mother was also very strict. We had to look good, we had to dress good, we had to smile because we were a reflection of who she was. And she loved when people said, "Oh my goodness, such beautiful daughters." She would smile, and it was a reflection on her. And she was not perfect by any means. I began to realize I wasn't a victim, nor was my past going to define who I was. I could finally start to define me and what I wanted in life. And two important points for me: love myself no matter what happened, to love myself. And two, the more difficult, to forgive my parents. They had no idea who they were. They had no nurturing backgrounds, and they were the victims of their own growing up. Rewriting my story, here I am. It took a lot. As the pain and the suffering started to subside, I was able to start to rewrite my own story and align it with who I always wanted to be, not the person that my stories told me I should be. How did I rewrite the new me? I was committed to overcoming all the obstacles in my way, my comfort zones, my fears, my pain, and the blocks that stopped me. I knew that I was willing to go through the pain and the discomfort to get to where I wanted to go, not my comfort zones, which was never going to get me where I wanted to be. I put in the time and the work. I learned to develop a backbone, resilience, perseverance, and always saying yes to situations. Took a lot, but I had no idea what they were, but I believed, started to believe in myself and what was right for me. My first sales job at 40, she hired me to run a territory. And I said, "I have no sales experience." She said, "I don't care. Your fashion, it's all I care about." The old me would have said, "What are you crazy? Why would you take it? You're going to fail. You're going to be vulnerable. They're going to fire you." And in 3 years, I took a $600,000 territory to $1,000,004. Saying yes to that changed the trajectory of my sales life. I went on to a huge media company, worked for two magazines. First magazine, the woman that hired me decided she wanted to fire me. I didn't leave. I decided to say yes to standing my ground because I did nothing wrong. And I stood there. And in the end, she got fired. And I went on to spending 11 years being highly, highly successful. I said yes when I left the corporate world to start my own rep company. I had no idea where it would go. I didn't know anybody. It was very successful. People wanted to work with me. I said yes to letting go of those two boyfriends. Even though I loved them, I knew marrying them would be repeating my parents' relationship, and there was no way I was doing that. I went on to get my coaching certificate at 60. When others said, "Why? What for?" I was committed to that. And 2 years later, I went on to get three certifications. One wasn't enough for me. I said yes. And at 78, I said yes to starting a podcast. You can imagine what people said. Podcasts? There are hundreds of them out there. Why are you even going to do that? I was committed. And as I said, I have a very, very successful podcast in 4 years. In the top 1.5%, called Extraordinary Work, Conversations About Creating Change. And at 40, I said yes to getting married, having a 42-year successful marriage, from two major heartbreaks to finding the love of my life. I defied the odds. I listened to my inner voice and vision, not what the world told me what I should or I shouldn't do. No matter the challenges, I fell, I cried, I got back up and went into that arena every single day because I knew what I wanted. And as I grew into myself, I saw my calling to be a role model for those that also, like you, want to grow, to transform, and become who they dreamed they could be through my coaching, my podcast, and now my speaking. Were there challenges? Heck yes, many, but I was used to challenges. I said yes to start my coaching. Who knew where I'd get clients from? I didn't know anyone. I built a website. I joined the ICF New York chapter, became president, and the clients came very slowly, but they were there. Podcasting. I said I started one 4 years ago when everyone told me no. That was a challenge. I didn't listen. I just did it. I went to speaker school, Brandon Gedorce's speaker school in May because I wanted to get on a stage. I didn't care that I was 82 years old. I was the oldest person in the room. I don't know. I've got a couple of speaking engagements. Who knows? The end of the year. I've been on podcasts allowing me to talk about my journey, hoping to inspire those that want to create change just like you. So, how will you show up so you can continue to grow? Here are some takeaways so you can start creating your own dreams and desires. I believe we all have struggles and challenges, and for sure, you can relate to what I'm sharing. Say yes, you can make changes. Stop being a victim and pointing a finger. Confront your issues head on. Stop listening to your naysayers that tell you you can't do it. I believed I could. Whether you're 40, 50, 60, or 80, you're never too old or you're never too late to do what you want. Keep saying yes. Learn from your mistakes. Just don't do them again. And remember, loving yourself and forgiving others, you're not forgiving them for them. You're doing it for yourself. So at 82, most people are retired, or someone else is taking care of them, or they've passed away. I don't want to retire. I never will. I certainly don't want somebody to take care of me. And most important, I'm not ready to pass away as yet. I want to inspire. I want to pay my 60 years of life and business experience forward to those that want to grow. Every day I challenge myself, leveling up to what's next for me, because I'm still going after my dreams and desires. And still people say, why? You've had a great career. Why don't you just end it here? What keeps me going every day is knowing that I can inspire others to be the best version of themselves. And I hope you too can be inspired to move forward and do what you need to do. This isn't my journey alone. It's all of ours. And we all have the opportunity to go after what we want, to do the work, to become aware of our limiting beliefs, and keep a vision always of who you want to be in front of you. And one day, someone might ask you, how do you do it? Wouldn't that be wonderful? I'm going to end with where I started. Yes, I still live in New York City and I'm on the 24th floor, facing, ironically, facing east towards Queens. And I still look out that window and I can see that young girl in Queens. Looking back at me, her grown up, not with a sad face, not for long, but with a big smile. knowing that she did find happiness in New York City, somewhere over that rainbow. And what she says to me is, yes, we did it. Thank you. Thank you. You can reach out to me by email, terry@trycoaching.com. My website is trycoaching.com. It's being redone. And you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And I hope if you took nothing else away today, go out and inspire others. That's what we're here for. Connect with others because there are others out there that want to be inspired, that want to grow, that want to transform. That's what I'm here for. And I hope you will leave with that spark of inspiring others. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.